And I understand that a member of this morning show was pranked yesterday.
Yes, and before we get into which member of the morning crew was indeed pranked, I'm not one of these guys who likes to turn over all my personal information to the Chinese communist government, and so that's why I'm not on TikTok. But Sam loves TikTok. Sam is way into TikTok. And there was a trend going on in TikTok, and Sam, you describe what everyone did there for a while, and I guess people are still doing it.
It is the trend right now. It's hot and popping, so if you want to hop on the trend, you can. So basically what it is people are calling family members, friends, maybe ex-lovers, you name it, just randomly at night to just say goodnight. So the whole point of the phone call is to just randomly call. Maybe you make like a few seconds of small talk, but your point is to say, I was just calling to say goodnight.
Yeah. Very weird.
Very weird. And especially weird. Like I saw this one TikTok of this couple who had gotten divorced and the woman was calling her ex-husband to say goodnight.
Jeez.
So one of the cowboys did this.
The most online cowboy of all.
Yeah, who do you think it was?
Micah Parsons. Yeah.
Micah Parsons did this on Sunday night, and he called some of his teammates and also Coach Shoddy.
Uh-oh. So I'm sure
Hello, buddy.
What up, Coach?
What you doing, man? You all right?
Yeah, I just wanted to say goodnight.
Okay. I love that, bro. What's going on? Y'all good?
Hell yeah. You know, I mean, I just feel like, you know, as player to coach, just checking in on you, mental, say goodnight, hope fans well. See you Monday. You know, excited about next week. Just a good night.
Well, good, man. Well, hey, look, I know this is weird for everybody, man, but look, you're handling everything the right way, bro, and this thing's going to get worked out. And, I'm thrilled to see where we take this thing, man. We're building something special, and you're going to be a huge part of it, bro.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Shotty. Take a shotty for me when you get a chance, man.
Hey, I'm drinking a shotty right now, man. Get ready. Night, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the call, man, for real. And I look forward to seeing you Monday, and it's going to be a great week.
Hell yeah. See you soon, Coach.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
I can't take it. It's so cringy the way Shoddy is all.
Shoddy's taking
hey, man,
shots
hey, brother.
At night.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother. Hey, man. Hey. Shoddy just. Oh.
All right, brother.
Shoddy had to hang up there, though, and turn to his wife and go, that was weird.
Yeah.
That's
Micah
what I
Parsons
want to know, if just, Parsons told him it was a prank
yeah,
afterwards.
Just called
I really don't
me.
See the problem with what Shoddy was saying.
Of course, Daddy's the same way. Daddy's overly code switchy. Same way Shoddy was in that phone call. Okay, so, and then you decide, Sam, that you're going to jump on this trend.
Right, so I have to kind of pull Mike along with these things. Not all, I don't do
you
it
You had to explain
him.
What TikTok was,
yes.
First of all.
And so, you know, I don't do it all the time with him because I know it takes a little bit of extra, you know, to get him to do it. So I'm like, I told him about it. I'm like, listen, there's this trend. I think it could do well. I think you got it. We got to do it with your ticket boys. I think that's, and I made some calls to my friends. I'm going to post them on social later, but yes.
So he called, Mike, imagine this, Mike Ducey calling at night. And this is when he called Donnie, and we'll hear how it went with Donnie.
I think I have it in as Donnie. Does that make sense? I should check here. Call my dealer here or something.
His Viagra dealer.
The great Donovan. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Donovan. Mike Ducey. How are you?
I'm good, Mike Ducey. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm just kind of calling to say goodnight.
Okay. Well, good night to you, Mike Ducey.
I hope you're doing well, and just seemed like the thing to do on a Monday night. Just kind of call Donovan and say goodnight. So, goodnight.
Good night, Ducey. Sleep tight.
Bye. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Bye.
Good night. Well, that is creepy.
Sleep tight.
Oh, that's so creepy. Okay, before we...
Continue.
Right. Yeah, no, let's continue to the next one. This is when he called a member of the Sweet Spot. He called David Mino to wish him good night.
Mino didn't answer the first time. You probably thought it was a butt dial. Let's call him back.
I know. Mine is not the call he wants to be getting.
Mine has pulled the same card.
Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go.
Mr. Mino.
Third time's a charm, I guess.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I tried. I didn't see it the first time, and then I tried to answer it. It sounds so old man of me. I tried to answer it, but I hit the decline button instead of the answer button. So yeah, we're all squared away now.
Why do you automatically talk about old man when you call me?
Well, see, I'm the old man. I'm the old man. You're the young hip kid in this situation.
Well, are you all right? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good. Well, I just wanted to call and say goodnight.
I'm so glad you thought of me. I was about to do the same to you.
curl up in that Mino bed and have a good little sleepy time. And I just want to say goodnight.
I know you're pranking me because it's 9:15 and you're old. Your bedtime.
I'm gonna do a TV show in an hour and 15 minutes, which is a little weird too. But it's anything for the bit. Good night.
Love you.
Love you. Very creepy. All right, and now we get to the member of the morning show that was pranked.
Save the best for last.
I don't know about the best. So I will tell you right now, it's me.
Oh,
I
wow.
was pranked.
Okay. Were you fooled, though, initially?
This
absolutely,
is non-disclosure.
Absolutely, because I had no idea about this trend. I had no idea what was going on. I don't get phone calls hardly ever.
He swore that you were not going to pick up the phone.
Well, I thought there was an emergency, you know, because I told him, I said, hey, look, if you ever get into bad gastrointestinal distress and you need someone to call, just call me and I'll walk you through what you need to do. Because he calls me and I'm thinking, okay, this is unusual. It must be something important if Mike is calling me. So I picked up the phone. Now, I can't hear. I didn't know you were in the background or anything until much later on in this phone call. I thought I heard a voice back there. But so he calls me and I cannot figure out what the hell. I thought he was having like a mental episode. I didn't know what was happening. So here's the call to me.
All right. If Gordon answers my call, it's going to really stun me.
No one loves us.
Hello?
Hey, Gordon, Mike Ducey, how you doing?
Yo, what's happening?
Oh, just kind of working here, a little after 9 o'clock on a Monday night.
Uh-huh. So what's this suspicious phone call?
I don't know why you have to be so cynical about everything. I just kind of wanted to call to say goodnight.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh,
you had to call to say, hey, Sam wants to make sure you take it easy tomorrow.
No, I just wanted to say goodnight. It's just kind of the thing I've been doing with some of my friends. So,
yeah, okay.
All right. Well, have fun with Sam tomorrow. And I don't want to take up too much of your time. Just kind of wanted to say goodnight.
Uh-huh. Okay, anything else, Mike? It's on your...
You take care of that phlegmy cough, all right? Good night.
What is it?
Good night.
What are you calling about?
Just saying good night.
No.
Google. Use the Google machine after I hang up. You'll find out.
Use the Google machine. Okay. All right. I'll check.
Love you. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, so... I was convinced that he was, I really thought that he was calling to say, hey, Sam expressed some apprehension and worried about co-hosting
with you guys.
And she was worried that, you know, that you were going to ask her a bunch of personal questions. And so I just, as a friend, I'm just calling to, you know, just say, take it easy on her. You know, she's a little bit worried. That's what I thought he was calling about.
I'm good. You never have to worry about that.
And then I thought, well, he's backing out of it because he feels uncomfortable asking me this. So that's why I kept pressing. What are you calling about?
I thought you might think he was having an episode.
Right. I had a mental episode of the Silver Alert kind of deal. So that's what I thought that he was calling about. And then when he said, Google it afterwards, I'm like, what is he talking? Is there some news story that is broke that I'm supposed to be aware of? I could not figure out what the hell this was.
He really threw you for a loop.
He threw me for a complete loop.
He did.
And so I spent the next 10 minutes Googling, you know, what is there, breaking Lee Harvey news? Has new papers been released that, you know, I could not figure out what the hell he was telling me to Google.
Yeah, right.
But I guess that was a reference to the TikTok trend. But in my Googling, I never ran across that.
Right.
And then finally, he sent me a text 10 minutes later that said, hey, it's a deal Sam's doing. You'll find out tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So it worked.
It worked. I was completely confused by it.
Wow. There's that phlegmy cough.
Yeah.
All right. Funny stuff.
It was funny.
We like to have fun.
Made it fun to laugh.
It really is.
Yes, that was great.
Have a good time. So now I'm on the board now. I get to prank Mike at a time when he least expected.
Good.
I can't wait for this.
Because he has wronged me by doing this prank. Now I will wrong him.
And you will hear that on this show at a time of your choosing.
At a time of my choosing.
I love it.